When we practice Brahma with the nine principles in the background, supporting us, Brahma becomes what it really is, a unifying method to first bring our mind, body, and feelings together, and then bring us to the unity of knowledge and being. Each grain of understanding, so created, connects us a little more with ourself and with everything that exists. That connection frees us from imaginary separation and brings us to the grace of unity, which gives us a real taste of life.
In the entire universe, there is no extra.
What if you make it your aim to live your life without extra? It doesn't matter at first how much you understand what the principle of no extra means. Whatever you understand is enough to start with. Working with it simplifies you enough to move towards the real meaning of it. You have thoughts while you're doing things. Are those thoughts extra? You have feelings. Your body has sensations. There is tension. Are these extra? Surprisingly, they are not. But if you take those thoughts, those feelings, or the body to be you, that identification is extra. Your identification with those thoughts is extra. So actually, only identification is extra, because life is that which is happening. Life is a process, and it's constantly manifesting. But we never seem to appreciate the flow of life. We drink buttermilk and say, "I wish this were tea." And when we drink tea, we say, "If only this were buttermilk." We create problems for ourselves by not being with what is. And to be with what is, we need to be present. Extra is anything that's in the past or future. In the present, there is no extra. You can also see extra in how you look at yourself. "I am good. I am busy." Whatever you say about yourself, whatever you add on to "I am," is extra. Because you are identified with the activity or description, and you unconsciously assume "I" means the vague and limited self-concept you hold in your mind. If first you drop the description, you have a chance to taste what "I am" really means. "I am" is "I am" in the totality, inseparable from the whole. "I am" in the moment. "I am" free from name, shape, color, free from thoughts, feelings, and sensations. All those are functions, but "I am" is a statement of existence. In "I am," you have a chance to taste your existence in this very moment. That is freedom.
Full participation simply means being participation.
To experience what taste is, work with the nine principles. Take one principle and work with it for a week. What does "no hurry, no pause" really mean? Work with it for a whole week. Not only when you're practicing Brahma or self-Brahma. Work with it when you're in the kitchen cooking, when you walk, when you talk, when you shake hands, when you wash dishes, when you sweep. Then you see this is not a concept. It's a definite experience you come to for yourself. By working with the principles yourself, you can experience something real, something beyond your conditioning. You can enter a new world, the world of direct knowing, the world of being participation, the world of meaning and purpose. Through the principles, you enter the present, and you find your inner atmosphere, your connection to reality.